Hi, everybody. Welcome to our show. This is English Digest, and I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
And I guess I should ask this question to begin our program. Stephanie, do you know what your blood type is?
I do.
You do? What is it? Tell us. Or is it personal?
Well, it's personal. It's kind of private information. Why are you asking me?
Well, because I need to know. Because if I don't know, then I won't know what kind of personality you are, and therefore I need to decide whether I want to spend time with you or not, whether I want to waste my time with you if you're the wrong blood type, or right blood type, I should say.
Wait a minute. You think my blood type has something to do with my personality?
Well, I didn't believe that before, but now that I've lived in Taiwan for many years,
uh-huh.
You know, as they say, when in Rome, do as the Romans do, Ruging Sui Su, so I've decided that I'm going to base my beliefs on other people on their blood type.
The only reason I know what my blood type is that when my sister was really sick, everyone in my family donated blood, so I know I'm A positive.
That's what mine is too, actually. I don't know if that means they're compatible blood types. I don't know.
It's
similar. I suppose it's similar to the zodiac. You know, certain signs are compatible
If you someday get into one of your bike wrecks, you know, and have a crash, I can donate blood for you.
Cool. Okay, well, we are going to be talking about blood types today, the science and beliefs about blood types. Of course, it's important to know your blood type if you need to have a blood transfusion, but most of the times if we're not in some terrible situation where we need a blood transfusion, we can spend our time talking about these kinds of things. Hey, what kind of blood type is he? Oh, he's obviously a type O. I know that personality. I've seen it before. We'll talk about that today. So let's get to it. Let's read through the entire contents of our article, and then let's discuss it. What's your blood type? In some parts of the world, this is an everyday question. In others, it might baffle the person being asked. Although every person has a blood type, some consider it solely a medical matter, while others believe it affects our personality. For hundreds of years, people have carried out blood transfusions out of necessity or in attempts to cure diseases. But many transfusions were disastrous as doctors knew nothing about blood types. People given the wrong type of blood might experience fatal blood clotting. That changed in 1901 when the Austrian researcher Karl Landsteiner discovered that clotting occurred because there are four blood types, A, B, O, and AB. He called his new classification system the ABO blood grouping. Because of his discovery, people all over the world can now receive blood without worry, as there are few risks of getting clots due to the transfusion of the wrong type of blood. In the 1970s, people started to think differently about blood types when a Japanese book, written by an author with no medical background, claimed the four blood types reveal our personalities. He wrote that type A people are responsible but stubborn. On the other hand, type B people can be passionate yet irresponsible. Type O people are generally regarded as confident but unpredictable workaholics, while type AB people are said to be sociable yet indecisive. Although there is no scientific proof to the notion that blood types are linked to our personalities, many people believe it to be true. Even if blood type really has no bearing on how we behave, it still gives us a different perspective on what makes each person unique.
Okay, everybody, let's get started. We're going to be talking about the science and some beliefs, or maybe even superstitions, you could say, about blood types. So the common question in this part of the world in Asia is, what's your blood type? When you're trying to get to know someone to see if you might be compatible, if you might be good together as a couple, as I told Tom in the beginning of the program, that question kind of shocked me when someone asked me what my blood type was. I thought, why are you planning to ask me for some blood because you're going to get into an accident? But then I learned that in Asia, this is popular. You think that personality is related to blood type. So we're going to talk about the science, the real hard facts behind blood, and also some of these beliefs.
Yes, especially here in Taiwan, I hear this question a lot, along with the question, What's your prescription, basically, for your glasses? I hear that quite often, too. You
don't
wear glasses, so you probably don't get this question.
I don't.
But it's pretty common here to ask people, you know, what's your prescription, I guess? Are you 100, 200, 500, whatever? But here, we're going to be talking about blood types, and that's a question, an everyday question. I did want to mention that the word everyday here is describing the word question, so it's one word. If you say, I eat breakfast at home every day, then that's two words. But if you're talking about something that happens every day, like this, an everyday question, then it's one word.
Yeah, here it's functioning as an adjective, an everyday question. My everyday snack happens to be potato chips. That's
not
an
good
example. It's not true.
That's a grease.
Well, in other parts of the world, this question, what's your blood type, might baffle the person being asked. If you baffle someone, you confuse them completely. They have no idea what's going on. You could look at a coworker or a student in your class and watch their behavior and think, wow, that's kind of weird. And then think, well, their behavior baffles me. You don't understand why they do what they do. Or if you read an article and you don't understand some of the vocabulary words, you could say you're baffled by many of the terms in the article.
That could happen, and if you're not used to being asked this question, it might baffle you. Why are you asking this question? Why do you want to know? It seems kind of like a personal question. And although every person has a blood type, some consider it solely a medical matter. And I would say that's probably true of most Americans.
Uh-huh.
Solely a medical matter, only a medical matter. You're only going to need your blood type if you got to go see the doctor or if you need a blood transfusion. Actually, I had been asked that question so many times here in Taiwan, and I just didn't know the answer. When I went back home to visit my folks, this was years ago, I went to the local hospital to donate blood, not to donate blood so much, but to find out what my blood type was.
Why didn't you donate blood here?
I never thought about it. I guess I didn't know you could do it here.
Yeah, go to the Red Cross.
I guess I kind of thought they wouldn't want blood from foreigners or something. I don't know. But in any case here, yes, this is, to a lot of people, solely a medical matter, while others believe it affects our personality. And to affect means to influence something, to cause some kind of change, cause you to think in a certain way. You could say a tragedy affected your life, for example. You used to be a really happy, cheerful person, and when your mother died, you became solemn and depressed all the time. It affected you.
Yeah, if you get into an accident on your motor scooter, the damage on your scooter will affect the price or value of your scooter if you want to sell it someday. Now, your personality is just the combination of emotional qualities that you have, the way you behave, that make you different from another person. I could say, well, Tom's a very happy person. He has a happy personality. Some people are more serious and have a serious personality.
You think I'm happy? I thought people thought I was bitter and cynical.
No, I think you're pretty funny. So Tom has a great personality. You could describe someone's personality by using those sorts of terms. Two, if you don't like being around someone, you could say, oh, they have a bad personality. Nobody likes them.
They're antisocial, they're violent, and stuff like that, so they might have a bad personality. But yes, indeed, some people feel that blood type affects our personality, or at least it's an indicator of your personality, just like signs of the zodiac, or maybe signs of the Chinese zodiac. Could be.
Mm.
For hundreds of years, people have carried out blood transfusions out of necessity or in attempts to cure diseases. This is something medical here, a blood transfusion. Okay, to transfuse, especially for blood, a transfusion, I don't think I've ever heard it used as a verb before, actually, but mostly as the noun form here, transfusion. That means you've lost a lot of blood in some kind of accident, and you need blood from someplace else. So you get it. You get a blood transfusion. Somebody else's blood is going into your body for medical reasons.
If something is a necessity, it means that you absolutely have to have it. It's very necessary. I could say an umbrella is an absolute necessity for Taiwan.
Especially Taipei.
Oh, yeah. Just you got to carry one around with you all the time just in case it rains. out of necessity just means because of this need that arises. Maybe you're in an accident, as Tom said. You're going to need someone else's blood to help you survive. It could also be because you're trying to cure a disease. If you attempt to do something, it just means you make a good try. You try to do something. So for hundreds of years, this goes way back in history, people have been carrying out or giving blood transfusions to other people, sometimes because they needed blood or they die, or they were trying to cure a disease, attempting at least to cure some sort of disease.
Indeed. So that's mainly why people have blood transfusions. They don't have blood transfusions to change their blood type, for example. If they don't like their own personality,
No. You
can't do it. It just
Sorry.
Doesn't work that way. And, well, many of these transfusions in the past were disastrous. If something's disastrous, that means it's like a disaster. It had terrible consequences. It was a tragedy. So these transfusions were disastrous. You could also say they were disasters because, or as, doctors knew nothing about blood types. And I guess that's important. If you need to have a blood transfusion, you've got to know that blood type. Otherwise, you're in big trouble.
Oh, yeah, that's really important. Well, people given the wrong type of blood might experience fatal blood clotting. Let's talk about what a clot is. It's a kind of a big thickness in a liquid. So if something clots, that means it becomes very thick and almost like a solid. So if you put the wrong type of blood into someone, this might happen. They would experience fatal, which means causing death. You don't want to die because someone gave you the wrong blood. But that's what happens when you put the wrong type of blood into someone. Their blood clots or becomes very thick. And of course, if your blood is too thick, it won't go to other places in your body and it'll kill you. Fatal could be used with different sorts of nouns, like a fatal accident. Cancer is sometimes a fatal disease. So if you see that word fatal, you better be careful because it can cause death.
And we'll continue talking about blood types as our unit continues today, but right now we're going to take a break and listen to our Chinese teacher.
Hi everyone, my name is Jenny. 今天我们看的是第六单元。好，今天的主题是血型。我们来看一下文章的开头说到有一个问题是大家常问的，诶，问别人血型是什么。不过他说，诶，这是一个好像每天都会问的常见的问题，接下来第一格要填什么呢？因为第一格这里我们往前看，前面说 in some parts of the world， 换句话是讲在某些地方，诶，这是常见的问题，那第一格应该就会顺便接下来说那其他地方又怎么样，所以选项中最适合的就是 B， in others it might baffle the person being asked，这句话就是说，这样子的问题可能会让被问的人感到困惑。好，注意到 baffle 这个单字就是使困惑。那接下来又说了，诶，每个人他都有一个血型，不过呢，有些人就把它当作是医学问题而已。好，这个字 solely 是代表仅仅的，相当于 only， 相当于 merely。不过我们看到 consider 这个字， consider 它有一个特殊的用法，就是它句型上常常是后面加受词，受词再接补语，这种 VOC 的句型，像在这边就很明显， consider 后面 at 是受词，而接下来的 a medical matter 这个名词就是它的补语。好，再来往下，下面呢，我们看一下它说到了，诶，几百年来人们因为需要治病会进行输血，输血就是blood transfusions。 好，我们看，那这当然是因为有需要，那有时候呢，我们看到很多的输血里头是很危险的，因为造成了生命的威胁，因为当时的医生并不知道有血型这个事。接下来是第二格，第二格呢，我们先往后看，后面这边说到 that changed， 也就是前面这种情形，诶，也就是输血造成人的死亡，然后怎么样，这个情形改变了，在1901年改变了，因为当时有一位是奥地利的科学家，他发现说，诶，为什么会有血衰，因为 血型的关系，原来人是有不同的血型的。所以如果对照这一句话里面提到的 clotting 讲的是血衰，这个血衰的情形，第二句应该是填什么呢？第二格要填的就是答案选项里面的 D， 因为他说一般人他如果书写错误，那就会造成了很严重致命的血衰现象。
We're going to take a short break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Okay, everybody, let's continue talking about blood types. We've mostly been focusing on the fact that blood types are necessary to know if you're having blood transfusions. Now, in the past, people did have blood transfusions if they needed them, but the results were disastrous a lot of times because doctors did not know there was such a thing as a blood type. So you might get fatal blood clots as a result of being given the wrong blood in a blood transfusion. But that changed in the year 1901 when the Austrian researcher Karl Landsteiner discovered that clotting occurred because there are four blood types, and those four blood types are A, B, O, and AB. Okay, so this is Karl Landsteiner. That's how you'd pronounce it in English. Maybe in Germany it would be Landsteiner. Landsteiner. Sounds reasonable. But here he discovered, I guess he's some kind of researcher, scientist, whatever. He discovered there are four types of blood, and here they are, ABO and AB. I don't think I need to tell all of you that because you probably know this very well.
Yeah, supposedly the best kind of blood to have is type O, because type O can go into anybody. Which is really great. So if you have type O, congratulations. Everybody can be your friend. Well, he called his new classification system the ABO blood grouping, which makes sense. Classification is the process of putting people or things into groups based on ways that they're similar or they're alike. So he came up with this wonderful discovery. Thank you, Mr. Karl Landsteiner.
Indeed. So this is the classification system called the ABO blood grouping. And because of his discovery, people all over the world can now receive blood without worry. They can get blood transfusions if they happen to have been in some kind of accidents where they lost a lot of blood. Because there are few risks of getting clots due to the transfusion of the wrong type of blood. I suppose there still are some risks involved, but here it says there are few risks, not very many, and due to here just means because of. You won't get clots, or at least you won't get a lot of clots due to a blood transfusion. And, you know, you got to do this with the right type of blood, not the wrong type.
That's right. Well, in the 1970s, people started to think differently about blood types. Ooh, this is pretty recent that people in Asia started thinking your blood type had something to do with your personality. When did this all start? Well, someone in Japan wrote a book, and he had no medical background, and his claim was that the four blood types reveal our personalities. So thank you to the Japanese people. We have this sort of a theory, I guess you could say, that your personality is linked or associated with your personality. Your blood type is associated with your personality. Very, very interesting. This is a recent thing, guys. It only started back in the 1970s. So I thought it was some ancient Chinese idea, but it's not. It's pretty recent. You could say it's a modern idea from a Japanese author.
My understanding is that the Nazis kind of played around with this as well back in the 30s and 40s, but don't quote me on that. I think I read that article years ago. But in any case here, some writer in Japan decided, hey, I'm going to make some money by bringing up this theory. I don't want to discredit this guy. It says he doesn't have a medical background, but maybe he was some kind of astrologer or something. We don't know.
A fortune teller?
Could be, right. It doesn't say whether this writer is a man or a woman here, but so this person...
He. It is a guy.
It did say he, okay. Uh-huh. So it was written by a he, I don't know, Watanabe Sensei, I'm not sure, but in any case, he claimed the four blood types reveal our personalities. To reveal means to show us something that we could not see before. For example, the answer will be revealed at tomorrow's meeting, or every time there's a new iPhone, there's going to have some kind of special meeting where they'll reveal the new iPhone and everybody will go crazy about it.
Or if you have a best friend and you tell your friend all your secrets, you could say, please never reveal these secrets or our friendship is over. So if you reveal something, you make something known that wasn't known before. Sometimes it's actually hidden. When a bride gets married, she'll often wear something called a veil over her face. And as it's time to kiss her groom, she'll lift up that veil, that piece of cloth, to reveal her beautiful face.
And give it a big smooch on the lips there in front of everybody in the church. That'll be a lot of fun here, and that's when you reveal the bride's face here. But here these blood types reveal our personalities. They let us know what types of people we are based on the type of blood we have. Now, here are the classifications. Here are the descriptions here. He wrote that type A people are responsible but stubborn. So since you and I are both type A here, I suppose we're both responsible people, but we're very stubborn. Does that description fit you, Stephanie?
I'm responsible. I guess I can be stubborn sometimes. You've seen me be stubborn.
Sure.
If you're stubborn, you refuse to change your mind, even though others think you should do something differently. Maybe you don't want to change your ideas, or you're doing something that's not very productive or smart, and maybe your mom or dad says, you need to stop doing that. And you go, no, I don't think so. I really like this. So if you're stubborn, you don't listen to other people very easily.
And you're not persuaded very easily either. Let's talk about type B people.
Okay.
On the other hand, type B people can be passionate yet irresponsible. Now, passionate means you have strong feelings about things, maybe a little bit too much of the emotions and not so much logic and reason. So you're passionate, but you're still irresponsible,
Uh-oh. Which
is not what A people are. You don't do things that you're supposed to do. You were scheduled to have an appointment, but you forgot to write it down, and everybody was waiting for you. So that would be a characteristic of an irresponsible person.
Type O people are generally regarded or thought of as confident, but unpredictable workaholics. If you're unpredictable, people never know what you're going to do. And a workaholic is somebody who likes to work all the time. Now, here's our last class of people, AB people. They're said to be sociable yet indecisive. If you're sociable, you enjoy being around other people, going to parties. You might even be called a social butterfly. That's a term we use for people who love to socialize. But if you're indecisive, that is not a good quality. It means you're not really able to make good decisions. You just keep going back and forth. You probably ask your friends all the time, what should I do? What should I do? And you can't make your own decisions.
Indecisive sounds like me, so maybe I should have my blood type changed to AB.
Okay.
Well, let's wrap things up here. It says, although there is no scientific proof to the notion that blood types are linked to our personalities, many people believe it to be true. So although this is true, people still believe it. Or although there's no scientific proof, people still believe it. Notion here is like an idea that people have. It's kind of a belief. It's kind of different from an idea. An idea is like something you thought of as a solution to a problem or something. But a notion is like something you're thinking about, how you explain something, but you haven't really verified it yet.
Yeah, sometimes when I was growing up, one of my parents would say, what a crazy notion. If one of my brothers or sisters had an idea about something that wasn't very logical sometimes, they'd call it crazy. What a crazy notion. It's an idea that's a little, it hasn't been proven. Is it really based on facts sometimes?
Well, even if blood type really has no bearing on how we behave, it still gives us a different perspective on what makes each person unique. Have no bearing on, has no influence, doesn't affect it. And a perspective is how you look at something from where you're looking at something, your perspective. Give us your perspective on this. Tell us how you feel And, of course, unique means special, different from other people.
That's right. Okay, everybody, it's been really interesting, and now we're going to listen to our Chinese teacher explain a little bit more.
好，再往下，下面就说到，好，原来人是有四种血型的 ,A, B, O 跟 AB。好，这四个血型接下来应该要谈的最密切的，也就是选项当中的 C。第三格 ,C 填进来之后，这边讲到血型的系统，它就是这一位奥地利的科学家，他把他这种血型的系统呢，说他是 ABO blood grouping。那这边呢，后来就说到1970年代，诶，有一本日本的书籍，让人们对血型有开始有不同的看法。好，那这个书的作者呢，没有任何的医学背景，而他说啊，其实人的四种血型可以透露出人的个性。好，我们看到人的血型可以反映或透露出他的个性，那第四个要填什么呢？这一句话我们再往下读才能确认，因为下面就说到 On the other hand， 在另外一方面，他说到 Type B people， 也就是血型是 B 的人，他可能会是什么样的个性？诶，充满热情，不过不太负责。这样子说起来，第四格应该就是在探讨不同的血型，不同的个性，而选项当中最适合的就是 E， 因为这边他写到了血型 A 的人呢，他呢是很负责任的，只是呢有一点固执。好，那接下来他就继续说了，那另外血型 O 的人呢，他又是怎么样的人？他说他很自信，然后有一点所谓的不难以预测，哦，是这种难以预测的工作狂。不过血型 AB 的人，诶，就非常的善于社交，不过有一点，他说是 indecisive， 这个就表示这个人啊优柔寡断。好，我们再来往下读，下面呢最后这一段他说到，嗯，尽管现在是没有科学证明来支持个性跟血型有关的这个想法，不过我们再来看，稍微看一下这个片语are linked to， 当你说 A is linked to B， 就表示这两者有关联。有时候呢，我们不用 linked， 我们用 related， 那就变成 are related to， 那这是一样的意思。甚至于你可以用 associated， be associated with， 好，这意思又改了，可是这个表示说前者跟后者之间是有关系的。好，那到最后这边就提到，哎，很多人呢还是，哎，不管没有，尽管说是没有科学证明，但是很多人还是很相信这是真的。这边的句型再注意一下， believe it to be true， 这其实还是一个 VOC 的句型，也就是 believe 后面加受词 it， 然后呢这边的补语它是用不定词的形式 to be true。 好，我们再来看最后这一格下结论了，最后这一句，哎，只剩下一个选项，就是 A。 A 选项里面说，尽管血型其实呢和我们这个一个人的个性、一个人的行为有什么关系，也许真的是没有， has no bearing on， 这个片语大家也许不太熟悉，其实这边的意思就是表示没有关联。好，也就是说有时候我们用 relevance 来解释，也就是 has no relevance， 它跟我们怎么样的行为其实是没有什么关系的。不过呢，它还是可以让我们有一种不同的角度去了解为什么每个人都是独一无二的。我们看一下这个字 perspective， perspective 就是一个人看事情的观点或者是角度。
That's the end of our lesson for today, everybody. Make sure you tune in next time when we continue talking about another fascinating subject on English Digest. For English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Bye.